The Sistrum Women's Chorus of Lansing is having its 30th anniversary concert this weekend. It's an ensemble with a proclaimed mission, part of it to provide a musical haven and to lend a spark to the worldwide struggle for peace, equality, and freedom for all people. The concert also serves as something of a farewell to artistic director Dr. Meredith Bowen, who's led the group of women for half of its existence. Current State's Jamie Paisley sat down with Dr. Bowen to learn more about it. In her words, this feminist chorale.
How would you describe the choir that you have? This is a volunteer organization or audition only?
It's a volunteer organization, and it is the only thing that you need to possess is the ability to sing on pitch. And, you know, we have women here, it's about 50 women, and they're between the ages of 22 and 75 from all different walks of life. Some people read music, some people don't. And I have a lot of second altos, I'll say that, a lot of lower voices.
Now, this is coming up on the 30th anniversary concert of Sistrum, which you've been helming since 2001, so like half of its existence. And from my understanding, you have also kind of brought a dozen women up to 50, so quadrupled the number of singers. That's not a small feat.
Well, right. you know, it's really about good music making and creating community. And when people do that, when you create community and you have a good product, people want to be a part of that. And, you know, it's all about the social justice mission and having a woman's space and being excited about singing music. I moved here in 2000, and I started teaching at Walter French Academy, actually, as a newly minted music teacher. And then I saw this clipping in the paper in the Lansing State Journal saying that this women's chorus in town wanted to have a new director, an interim director. And so I applied, and I think I was the only one. So I became the interim director. And then after a year, they said, okay, you're fine. We'll keep you on. So it's been a wild ride.
Do you program thematically?
I do. I try to build concerts around a theme. This year the theme is honoring our communities. Last year we had nourishing our community, and where we worked with the Greater Lansing Food Bank, and we donated money and canned goods to them. And so we try to involve community because we are a community chorus. So this year is honoring our communities, and so every piece of music really is focused around speaking to our community.
What are the a few of the pieces that are coming on?
Well, we are singing Arise, My Love, which is one of my favorites by Joan Shimkoe. She's a composer on the West Coast of the United States. And it's about, she takes text from the Song of Solomon and from Shall We Gather at the River, and it's really about the struggle for LGBT rights, and the tagline is there's just one river of love, and that's just one of my favorites. We're also doing another piece by her with a text by Audre Lorde. And the text is, when I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid. And that I think that speaks to many of us in the Sistrum community, and hopefully for women who are struggling identity and how they can persevere.
Yeah, which is certainly a hot-button issue for quite some time.
Indeed. And that's something that we try to promote in Sistrum is equality, obviously. It is a feminist chorus. Yeah. And so it's all about equality and promoting strength of these women.
There was a time a couple weeks ago, I went to my alma mater in Ithaca, and I'm going, you know, over to the recital board, and I'm looking, you know, seeing what's there, and this bright blue piece of paper, I'm like, what is that? That's not part of anything. Somebody had gone through the math of everybody's recital and said 61 composers, four are women. And that sort of social justice aspect. I came back an hour later, it was gone, but that's something that, that really spoke to me, that, that it's still an issue. And that's something that I think Sistrum really understands.
Yeah. And, you know, as a woman conductor, and I hate to use that term, woman conductor, I'm just a conductor, right? When you look at honor choirs across the country you know, all state choirs, that kind of thing, I think it turns out to be about 17% of the conductors are women. And usually they're relegated to children's choirs and women's choruses. So this is it's a huge issue for me and for Sistrum.
Speaking with Dr. Meredith Bowen of the Sistrum Women's Chorus of Lansing. These women coming together in song have their 30th anniversary concert Friday and Saturday at the Plymouth Congregational Church on East Grand River in Lansing.
You've had a few commissions as well to help also get the voice of the female composer into more of the community as well.
It's true. We have commissioned two pieces independently, one by Jenny Brandon entitled Dancing Naked at the Edge of Dawn, and one by Andrea Ramsey, Anyone Can Sing. I've also been on the helm of the Sister Singers Network, in which we also commission pieces, and I've commissioned two, both by Jenny Brandon and Andrea Ramsey as well, through that. So we're trying to bring voice to women composers and women's choruses.
In addition to the Sistrum 30th anniversary concert this weekend in Lansing, Dr. Meredith Bowen does have another thing to celebrate, becoming a doctor.
As of last week.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited about that and headed to Radford, Virginia in the fall for a job at Radford University.
So this is a complete separation that you're making. How are you feeling?
A little apprehensive. I'm leaving a community of which I've been with these women. I've been with them for 15 years. Many of them have been with me the whole time. And so they've really been there to help me. You know, I've grown a lot under them. They've been with me for 2 degrees, my master's and my DMA. So that's been, I'm a little sad to leave them, but very excited about my future. So it's going to be great. It's all good.
Have you snuck in a few favorites from the years past that are your kind of farewell?
Yeah, kind of. You know, last year...
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know. Well, so there is one piece that I added to the concert that we hadn't done before, and it's called I Am in Need of Music by David Brunner, and it's just one of my favorite pieces of all time, and he recently made an arrangement for sopranos and altos, so we're doing that one.
The outgoing artistic director of the Sistrum Women's Chorus of Lansing, Dr. Meredith Bowen. You can see the chorus's 30th anniversary concert Friday and Saturday evenings. More information is available online at Sistrum. That's SISTRUM.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.